Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Now we hear that J. Edgar Hoover was interested in Aretha Franklin. Is that it, Dean?
Yeah, not for her music either. Turns out that files have come out showing that J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI were tracking Aretha Franklin from 1967 to the year 2007. That's a lot of tracking. The FBI report is... come out as 270 pages long about Aretha Franklin. The FBI was likely watching her because of her civil rights activism. It's a heavily redacted file that uses terms like militant black power and pro-communist and hate America. Aretha Franklin's youngest son has commented on this and says he's not sure if his mom knew that she was under surveillance or not, but knows that she had absolutely nothing to hide during that time, but you know, a lot of entertainers were under surveillance. J. Edgar Hoover, you know, he had a list.
Yeah, maybe we should just start reporting who wasn't on the
list.
That
would be a little faster, I think. Yeah,
you say the name Sasheen Littlefeather to a lot of us, and we know immediately what you're talking about. But but there's a generation that wonders who.
Yeah, maybe a couple of generations, because this Sasheen Littlefeather became famous in 1973 and provided us with one of the most historic moments ever in Academy Award history. It's when Marlon Brando won the Best Actor Award for his role in The Godfather. Instead of Marlon Brando going up to accept his award, a Native American woman by the name of Sasheen Littlefeather went up on the stage instead and read a statement saying that Marlon Brando was refusing, appreciates the award, but was refusing the award because of treatment of what he called American Indians in the film industry at the time. And, you know, nothing like that had ever been done before. Really, it was the first political statement that was ever made on an award show. Supposedly, John Wayne was off in the wings when this was going on, and he wanted to rush on stage and pull her off the stage.
Yeah, I heard that.
At the same time, I only just read that recently. Sasheen Littlefeather died yesterday. She was battling breast cancer and was 75 years old. She said in an interview earlier in the year that she was blacklisted from any film work because of her Academy Awards moment. And this past August, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences actually issued a statement of reconciliation, formally apologizing to her and to Native Americans for their treatment, both of her and of Native Americans.
What are the weekend movie box office numbers?
It was a good weekend for horror movies this past weekend. The movie Smile debuted in the number one spot. It earned $22 million. Last week's number one, Don't Worry, Darling, fell down to the number two spot. It took in only $7 million. And then Viola Davis's The Woman King came in after that. The Billy Eichner movie Bros only debuted in the number four spot with only $4.8 million, barely beating out the re-release of Avatar. What's interesting, though, you know, Billy Eichner has gone on this massive publicity tour over the last month, you know, promoting his romantic comedy, which he calls, you know, the first gay rom-com. He says that it is the first movie where the primary cast is all LGBTQ plus. But Billy Eichner with a pretty sour grapes tweet with the movie's very, very disappointing showing at the box office over the weekend. He tweets out that everyone who isn't a homophobic weirdo should go and see this film because It's a great film. So he's like attacking people for not going to see his movie.
That's
going to
get him into the theaters.
Yeah, that's going to pack him in after that.
Oh, wow.
Here's just a little note for Billy Eichner. It's possible, just possible, that people didn't go see your movie because it's not that good of a movie. Some people loved it, but almost, you know, most of the critics kind of reacted the same way I did, kind of, you know, a lukewarm response that it had a couple of funny moments, but was a little bit heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people, you know, just didn't want to deal with that. So he needs to just chill out a little bit. You know, people may catch up with the movie once it's on, streaming or on a DVD. Or,
yeah.
Are they still putting them on VHS? I don't know.
Only for you, Dean.
I appreciate that.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and we're just learning about Bono coming to town, aren't we?
Yeah, we've had like three stories just break in the last few minutes, and one of them is that Bono, much like Michelle Obama, is going on a book tour. But, you know, instead of doing it kind of small, they just announced that Bono's new book, Stories of Surrender, will have him doing a stop at the Chicago Theater on Tuesday, November the 8th. This is to promote his new memoir that'll be coming out on November the 1st. Tickets for the Bono stop at the Chicago Theater will go on sale this coming Friday, October the 7th at 10 o'clock. Every ticket sold will also include a copy of the memoir itself. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster, but starting on Friday.
And a TV note, it's the premiere of Chris Cuomo's new show tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock on News Nation. It's going to be very interesting to see how his new show, you know, it's going to be similar to his old CNN show, if he's going to be, you know, doing things differently. I'm very curious to see how that's going to be. We offered him Bozo's dressing room here at WGN, but I guess he's got other, they made other accommodations.
For now.
For now.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand the history of that one little room with the army cot in it that served Bob Bell so well for so many years. Also, this morning, by the way, our parent company, Nexstar, has officially closed the deal to take over the CW. So that's a pretty big deal industry-wise, and you know what that's going to mean for the future of the CW, which has had some good years, some bad years, some great shows, some not so great shows. We'll see how all that plays out, but that's also pretty big news in the company. The other story that literally just came over during your commercial break a couple of minutes ago. There is now footage of the new Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever, that everyone has been talking about. You know, what are they going to do? Black Panther, you know, one of the biggest selling movies of all time. The star of the movie, Chadwick Boseman, dies unexpectedly of cancer. How do they proceed? You get some major clues if you're interested in a new trailer, which has just been posted. You can see it on YouTube. If you're interested in seeing that, I actually haven't even watched the whole thing. I watched maybe 30 seconds of it, so I can't wait to get back to it.
Yeah, that'll be big. Tell us about your conversation with Corey Feldman.
Yeah, Corey Feldman, always a character. I mean, a bona fide teen idol from the 1980s, along with Corey Haim, his late friend, his very close buddy. He and many others are participating in a promo pitch for their movie The Lost Boys that came out in 1987. The movie's just been re-released on 4K ultra high definition DVD and also on digital formats as well. So we had a quick little chat with both Corey and one of his other co-stars, one of the other Frog Brothers, if you remember that movie, who is, they were out talking about the film. Jameson Newlander and Corey Feldman talking to me about hitting it so big, so young.
It had to be
personally kind of profound for you to be top of the box office, and, you know, while the rest of us are, you know, just worried about acne and, you know, what, you know, what we're going to do the next day.
You know, personally for me, I never came from a place of ego. It was more of a place of, this is my job, this is what I do, and I'm on a, you know, string of success. But realize that every movie I put out, literally every movie from Friday the 13th to Gremlins to Goonies to Stand By Me to Lost Boy, every one of them was number one. So I was probably a bit jaded in the sense that I didn't know anything else. I just assumed, well, you make a movie, it goes to number one. That's what you, you know.
Well, and also it wasn't Lost Boys wasn't, it wasn't as big as in the movie theaters. It wasn't as big as it ended up being on video and DVD. So
it was still number one. It just didn't,
it was number one, but it wasn't. It really became that cult movie over the next 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So the Lost Boys has been re-released. All digitally enhanced, so you can see those mullets up close, you know, and see them. Speaking of number one movies, you know, Black Panther, just back to the release of that trailer just a few minutes ago, that's going to be released on November 11th, which seemed very, very far off in the distance, but now just a little over a month away now.
And coming soon, another Father's Day present for Nick Cannon.
Oh, yes, Nick Cannon over the weekend. This is becoming like a regular feature on our show now, the Nick Cannon baby announcement. Over the weekend, he became a father for the 10th time. He is now has a new son by the name of Rise Messiah Cannon, with model Brittany Bell. This is their third child together, Cannon's third baby to be born this year. Last month, they announced the birth of another child with model Lanisha Cole. They had a daughter named Onyx, and that is their third child together. So if you're keeping your Nick Cannon baby scorecards at home, he now has had 10 babies with 6 different women.
Got to keep track of the babies and the women. It's crazy. It's kind of hard to do.
Crazy kids. You crazy kids.
How did your AIDS event work out yesterday?
Oh, it was so nice. It was just a beautiful morning out outside of Soldier Field for the kickoff of AIDS Run and Walk. I didn't hear the final total, but I know they had a record number of people who had signed up to participate, which was great. But the night before, I have to mention that Lourdes Duarte and I hosted the fundraiser for the St. Jude Research Hospital that was founded by the great Danny Thomas. Marlo Thomas, his daughter, that girl, was also there. They shut down the entire Millennium Park.
Wow.
That rarely ever happens, where the whole park is shut down. They had food stations set up everywhere. Hmm. They had entertainers. The Pointer Sisters were there, and they performed. It was quite a night.
Good for you. Congratulations on all that, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I had a lot to do with both of the events.
Take some credit.
Just being there for them, right?
Have a good one. And again, Chris Cuomo with Bill Maher. That's his guest tonight at 7 Central Time on News Nation.